We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the new Mishnah Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We learned in the first Mishnah that 3 days before the 8 a.m. you have to stop doing business with the goyim. Now, what are the 8 a.m.? Ve'elu 8 a.m. Shari Chavim Kalanda Besat Renura Bekartisim. These are three names of different holidays. Ve'yom Genuso Shemachayim, which tomorrow we'll discuss. It means the day of inauguration of the king. Ve'yom Haleda, and a birthday, the Yom Misa, and the day the king dies. Those days used to make into pagan holidays and bring kabbonis to their avodah zarah, and therefore those are called Eidayim. Divrei Rameya, b'chom oimrim that not every Misa is the same. How do you know if it's a Misa that will turn into a pagan holiday? Call Misa Shiyash Basreifa, any Misa that they burn all the items of the melech of the king, Yesh Bavayis Chavim. That means it's chashv enough that becomes a day of avodah zarah. If there's no Shreifa that day, then it's not chashv enough to be considered avodah zarah day, and that's your simon to know if the Yom HaMisa will be a holiday. Aval, the following things are not considered Yom Edom, and you're allowed to do business with them before. Aval Yom Taglachas Ziknoi, they used to make like a party the day, this is a personal, when a person grew his hair, then he cut it for avodah zarah, he made that day into a holiday. Aval Yom Taglachas Ziknoi, cuts his beard or blurusa or his big ponytail. V'yom she'olabay min hayom, or a person makes a holiday, this guy makes a holiday the day he came back from a trip in Medina Sayom. V'yom she'yetz be'esurim, or he came out of jail. Or by v'chavim she'osu mishtal b'noi, he made a chasen of his son. Only that day is also, not before or after. Also, only for that person who had this simcha, the holiday, for whatever reason, either because he cut his hair or he had made a chasen of his child, only that person does it apply, this iser of doing business with that person on his holiday. But it doesn't apply to everyone in the city. And also, it's only dafka that day and not before or after. Zok to Gemara, Om Rav Chanan bar Rava, Kalanda is Ches Yomim Acha Tkufa. Kalanda is 8 days after Tkufa, which means the Tkufa is around the 23rd. 2 days later, on the 25th, you should start this holiday of 8 days, and it went through what we call New Year's, and it happens to be today, the Goyim, they hijacked this holiday and made it into their holiday. It's nothing to do with them. This holiday preceded them, the whole Yashka preceded them, and nothing to do with Yashka. It has to do with this. We'll see what the makarf of this is, but the holiday of Kalanda is, Kalanda is also could be of calendar, because that's when the calendar of the year starts, after these days. So Ches Yomim Achat Kufa, 8 days after the Tkufa, is the holiday of Kalanda. And Satanura is before that. Ches Yom Lefnei Tkufa, the 8 days before the Tkufa. V'simoneich, and to remember which one is after, which one's before. So the Kalanda is the one that's after the Kufa starts. And Satanura is before, and the way you remember it, it says, Ochar v'kedem tzartani, Ochar is the one that's later, and it says it first. Like in our Mishnah also says Kalanda first, that's the one that's Ochar. That's the one that's later. Ochar v'kedem tzartani. What's the makar from this holiday? Adam Rishon saw that the days started getting shorter and shorter. He says, maybe because I did my avera of eating from the Eitz Hadas, maybe the world is coming to end now. This is the Misa that Hashem said, we're going to get Misa, this is it. Omad v'yoshav ches yom v'taynis. He sat 8 days v'taynis. And these are the last 8 days of this tekufa as it got smaller and smaller over tefillah. He fasted and he davened. Kivin shirah tekufas tevis. Once he saw tekufas tevis starting again and started getting longer the days. V'rah yom shemarach v'haylech. Om minhagash ha'olam hu. This is the way of the world. Minhagash l'olam hu ha'olech. V'asa shmoyni yom tevim l'shana. V'asa yom shmoyni yom tevim. And he made 8 Yom Tovim. L'shana Acheres. Also, L'il V'il Yom Tovim. He made both those groups of 8 days. The first 8 days really was fasting the first year because he was nervous. But afterwards, when he turned out that was the Minhag HaShel Olam, he made them both sets of 8 days into holidays. Hu Kavum L'Shem Shemayim. He did it L'Shem Hashem. V'hein Kavum, the Goyim came afterwards, were Kavum L'Shem Aviz Chavum. Were Kavum L'Shem Aviz Zara. Now, the Gemara wants to know exactly, what was the other region worried about? If the world was created in Tishrei, so it only went downhill from there. And then all of a sudden, almost the day was getting very short, they got nervous. He never saw days getting longer. Because he was created in Tishrei, and from then on, and it wasn't getting longer, the day was getting shorter. But according to all the Benisan Nevi'olam, he already saw the waning of the day. It got bigger and smaller. He already was living since Nisan. And the day got longer. It got longer and longer until the middle of Tammuz, and then it went down. So like he knows that the day goes up and down. So what was his problem? Zogta Gemara, Davazuta Kuli Ala Chazi. He didn't see it get that small. That small he didn't see. He only saw it getting bigger and a little smaller. That's that small. He didn't see it until the winter, and that's when he started getting nervous. The day that Adam Rishon was created, now we know that the day Adam Rishon got created was the day he did the Aveira. It was on that Friday. So Yom Shinibar Adam Rishon, Kim Shishokal of Chama, once it got dark, Omar, he didn't know, he never saw it get dark. Omar, early Yishuv Shul Sarach, the Olam Chashav Adi, the whole world getting dark. But Yachsa Olam Tovo, the whole world will go back to nothingness. Vizui Misa Shinikasa Olam Neshmaim. And this is the Misa. V'hoyoyishu v'taynis v'boicha kol ha'layla v'chava boicha kenegda. Him and Chava cried the whole night. Kivan sh'ala amun ha'shachar, when the sun came up next morning. Amma min haga sh'layla mu'aymet. That's the Mishra Olam. V'hikriv. Amma v'hikriv. He stood up and was makriv a carbon. Shar shar karnav koydun parsaysav. A shar which its horns preceded its hooves. You know why? Because like Rashi explains, the shar that was created in the time of Adam Rishon was created complete. And therefore when it came out of the ground, Gilu, came out of the ground head first with the horns, and then its hooves. It came out grown shar. Shanem, how do we know? So the part says, V'sitiv la'ashem, Mishar par, makrim mafras. Now, Mishar par is a stira. Is it a shar or a par? We know when it's born, it's called a shar. It says in the Pasuk, in the Torah, that Shar oichesef ki yavaleid. So it's called shar when it's born, but later on it's called a par. When it's 3 years old, it's called a par. Here it calls it a shar par. So the Torah says this was a shar that was born a par. So that was the carbon of other rishim. Mishar par makom mafres, and makom mafres is the keren comes before the par soysof. B'amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul. So before we see the next Gemara, just. Let's just bring out what's happening. It sounds like over here that Friday he was born on Friday, created on Friday, and he did the Aveira on Friday, and it got dark Friday night. He said, oh, the world's coming to end. So he fasted and cried the whole night. And then the next morning he saw that the sun came up, he brought a carbon. So the Achorinim asked, the Lachari, how did he bring a carbon on Shabbos? That's number one. He already had Shabbos. And number two is, how you cry and fast on Shabbos? It's Shabbos. So already the Mepharshim already say, it's a Yavitz over here, it's other Mepharshim, that they bring down that the Shabbos was light the whole Shabbos. The first Shabbos was the Or HaGonos, and it was 36 hours straight of light. Friday and the Tarei Shabbos was all light until Matzah Shabbos. The first time it got dark was Matzah Shabbos. So this whole story happened on a Sunday. That's how the Chayim learned, if you want to see it in print, the Yavitz in the back. And that goes for Chedushim, says Mefurish, a bunch of other Svarim say it also. It says the Lashon in the Yavetz, Yeshleim Lefi, the Medrash Rabba, Sha'ar Shoyem Rishon, Lo Shoka Ad Matzah Shabbos, V'Shamash Lamed Vav Shoyes, the Mekom Mokom Kulachad Yoyem Arichu. It was all long day, therefore it's not a kasha about either the carbon or the fasting. V'Am Rav Yudam HaShmuel, Sha'ar Shoyek of Adam Arishon, Karen Achas Ha'ilav Mitzchay. The other Rishon's Sha'ar that he brought for carbon had a Karen, had one horn, like a unicorn, had one horn by mitzchoy. How do we know? Shneva v'sit lo Hashem, mishar par, makrin mafres. And makrin, for example, makrin tati mafres, that's a two. When I'm nach mitzvah, makrin ksiv without the yud. So therefore, we'll consider one. Sok to Gemara Vaita. Om Rav Master. So that's the makar for the 8-day holiday of a calendar. And now, it's a little bit of a new sugyo on Tav Chesav Aleph, 2/3 of the way down. Om Rav Master. Roy mi sha'osu sa kalanda. So we know in our Mishnah that there's an aid called Kalanda. Now who kept that holiday? The Romans. Now, therefore, you cannot do business with the Romans before because you're going to sell them an animal, they can bring it as a carbon, it's Lifnei Iver, let's see if you have Pshat, Lifnei Iver, or Ozal Moida. What about the cities surrounding Rome? The cities surrounding Rome, the suburbs, they didn't dafka serve the Avodah Zarah of the Romans, but they did supply them with the behemoths because the Rome was a city. and they didn't really have a lot of behemoths there, and they got their behemoths and their supplies from the cities around them. The question is, am I allowed to do business with the cities around them? What's the shayla? So let's see inside. To give them, to supply them with supplies. Are you allowed to do business with those yaris or not? Rabbi Shuv Levi Oyma Kalanda Asura Lakali. It's also for everyone. It's only also Loivda Bavat. Zog Rashi. What's the Shiloh? If you look at Rashi, the Masl of Chol Ayaris Asmukas Lo Lareimi. Rashi says, Yoidin Onu Shem Mishtabas Lo Lareimi, Litin Amas. They bring the taxes and bring all the tzrachim. Aval ois yaris ain't ois in kalanda. So we have also losses, losses in mayim. The dumya, the neima, hoyel mishabdois l'roimi. Since they're mishuvah, yeshleima mashahin koinim achshav yevoyel roimi l'akrivam and roimi. So maybe it's lifnei iver. Break the rekiva eger. What's the problem? It's lifnei de lifnei. There's a klal that there's no lifnei iver. If it's lefnei lefnei, I'm selling to them, and they're selling to them. So that's not awesome. You look at Kriyag and Gilead and Shas. Everyone consider Kriyag. It says Shemavim leRaimi laKriyu meRaimi. Because Shli ha lefnei lefnei the Shari. That's mutter. Lefnei lefnei is mutter. So there's two main truths. The Kriyag says, look at the Gra. The Gra says we see from here that if someone's vaday going to sell it to the next person, that's not called lefnei lefnei. That's called lefnei iver. Because here we're assuming they're going to vaday sell it. That's one teretz. The other teretz is, and say the Yaakov answers, that since here's like a shlichus, we know that they're not buying for themselves, they're buying it for the Romans. So therefore, even though there's no shlichus dafka lagoy, but it's not, the whole din of fnei is because it's two people's decision. I sell it to Reuven, and Reuven decides to sell it to Shimon. Here there's no deciding. We know we're buying for them, therefore it's called lefnei iver. And what's Shara Rabbi Yechanan? So okay, now we understand from Levi, it's also called like it's lefnei iver. For Rabbi Yechanan, it's not, because Rabbi Yechanan holds, it's not guaranteed they're going to sell it to them. That's why it's very rash like that. Who said they're going to sell it to them, therefore he holds it's mutter. So we have a chalikis, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Yechanan, what Allah is. So who do we have a raya to? Tainik of Asayid Rabbi Yechanan. We have a braisa like Rabbi Yechanan. The braisa is like this. Even though Rome made this yon to call kalanda, and all the yaris are smuchas la. Mishtabas la, Mishubit to Rome, he atzma ina surah el lo yivdeha bavad. He atzma is only osur el lo yivdeha bavad. Only also to do business with the Romans themselves and not the surrounding cities. It says right in the Braisa, Sartanalia Vikartasim Yagnos Gnuso Shamachem, but Yoim Shahim Humluk by Melech. We have to see the Gemara will ask later on if Yoim Gnuso Shamachem is the day of inauguration, what's the two things? But Yoim Shumluk by Melech, Lefanov Asr, Akrav Mutter, Lefanov is Asr, Akrav is Mutter, like the sheet of our Tanakam, the whole Zafka Lefanov is also Akrav is Mutter. Only that day and that person, if it's a private holiday, only that. First of all, it's no 3 days before. That's number one, and also only that person is there is to do business with. So we see in this brisa, from the beginning of brisa, it's only kalanda. It's only also that holiday is only also to do business with Rome, but the surrounding cities are fine. Omar Avashi, I'll bring a raya from our Mishnah to Rabbi Yechanan. Afananayim Tanina. It says in our Mishnah, Lektoni, Yoim Teglach HaZiknoi, that the guy who cuts his heel, Vavei Zaro, Valuso, or his ponytail, Yoim Shal Vavayom, who comes out of the water alive, Yoim Shal Yotzeb Surim, or he comes out of jail, Ein Asa Oysu Yoim Bavad Vaisish, Oysish. So Mishnah Vaisa Yoim Lafukah Fon Vachra. We understand what we're saying, that only that day is Asa, Lafukah 3 days before, 3 days afterwards. Ela Oysa Ish, Lafukah Mai, what's that coming to exclude? Oysa Ish. My love, because what's the havamina that if this guy has a holiday because cutting his ponytail, that other people should be also like what shaychus elamai? Other people supply him with something, and you would think it's also kamas one. My love, lafuke mashabdov shmavino like Rabbi Yechanan. That suppliers are not also. You're only also to the person himself who celebrates the holiday, and not the other people from around surrounding places. So don't worry about that. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Leimer. Yisrael shubachutz laaretz oyvdei avayis chavim v'tahirein. He says the Klal Yisrael in chutz laaretz, unfortunately, without realizing it, they're doing avayis zara, and the oyva the rice according to the Taz. Keitzah oyvdei chavim shasa mishnah l'benoi. If a guy makes a wedding, he makes a wedding, v'zimin kol yehudim shvi'iroi, and he invites all the Jews in the city. Af abisha oichlam shlem, they bring their own food, meal marked food, v'shoyisim shlem. And they drink their own food. B'shamash lehem. They even bring the Oma Shkiach Tmidi. But they eat at their Suda. They eat together. They eat their own food with Oma Shkiach by the Suda of the Goy. Mala aleyam akosuf kilu oklum as if chemesim. It's kilu they ate from Avarizar Mamet. Shnema, it says in the Pasuk, v'kara l'cha v'chaltam as if choy. The Pasuk says that you should not eat with the Goy. He calls you to eat. Don't eat with him. Ve'im ad ochl. Maybe he has to eat their Zevach. Amravim kenim v'krav v'chaltam as if choy. Ma'i v'kara l'ch. Meshas Kriya. From Kriya on, it's Aser. So there's a big mark like this. We'll first go with the Taz. Taz holds that this issa is because of chasnus. They can get close to the guy, be friendly with the guy. Nothing to do with eating the food. But if you go eat by the guy's wedding, and you go to his wedding, you participate in his wedding, you're going to become friends with him. Ah, if you don't go, he's going to be angry at you. So Taz, yeah, that's what you want to do. We want you to be angry at you. We don't want you to have shaykhs to him and marry his daughters and marry his kids and have and mingle with him and become a shtick guy. That's what we don't want you to do. So therefore, it's a deraisa. See, now we go to the wedding. Hilkach, therefore, on base, tap on base. Kol plus and yomim, any 30 days after the wedding, if he makes a party, we assume it's for the wedding. Bein omele mach vazulula, bein lo yomele mach vazulula. Also, you're not allowed to go to that party, even with your own food. Mekam ve'elech, after 30 days, the omele mach vazulula also. If he says it's for the wedding, then it's also. V'iloi omele mach vazulula, sorry, if not, it doesn't say it's for the wedding, it's mutter. V'chi omele mach vazulula ad emas. If he says it's for the wedding, until when is it also? Amra papa ad treisa yarchishasa, until 12 months. Umikara meim is also. Before the wedding, how much is also? When he starts soaking the barley for the beer, then already any party he makes is for the wedding, and that's a problem of going to that. Because you participate in that, he feels good about himself, and you come close to him, and it's a problem of chasnas. Well, the boss of Tracy, the Archishah, is Shari, after 12 months is mutter. It sounds like if you say it's for the halula, after 12 months is mutter. Is that true? Rav Yitzchak went to his house after 12 months. Shasa v'sham, and he heard him doidi. He went to thank the Avizar that I'm against you, chashav a guest. Upiris loyachal, so he didn't eat. So you see, even after 12 months, it's possible to come. If he says Zalula, you should trust him because you see a story over here. The Itaka was thankful even after 12 months. And for the Gemara, Shara Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak, the Adam Chashu, he was the Adam Chashuv. Like Rashi explains, he was so happy to have the Adam Chashuv, he's still is busy with the Avodah Zarah for that. For that type of guest, he still associates with the Avodah Zarah. So that's the way that Taz learns, Issa D'Oraisa, and the Issa D'Oraisa is because of Chastos, and therefore there's no Hetta Meshum Eva. The Shach in the Kudas of Kesef, it's all in Simon Kufnum Beis, he learns that this is Alz Ozul Moida. He learns if you come to his wedding, it'd be Ozul Moida, and therefore he holds that's an Issa D'Rabbanon, and if Meshum Eva would be Mutter. And that's it. He learns, he brings a Raya from this Gemara that says he heard him being Oidi. So that's one of his Rayas, and he says the Pasuk that the Gemara brings down sounds like a Daraisa. He says it's a Smachta Ba'alma. So it's a big Machlaikis, Taz and Shach, but that's for sure. Midarabanam, for sure it's usher to go to a non-Jewish wedding. There's a problem because Lefar Lefidat Taz will be usher even if you don't not a Oved Avodah Zarah could be. It'll be usher because there the problem is as the chasnas. So Ayin the Halacha Lamaisa, it's garnish pashut to participate in a non-Jewish wedding.